Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. There's Steely Dan for you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com or jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget lots of other things that you can do there, archives, articles, Brain Trust members, over 500 now that you can take advantage of all the things that they've had to say, as well as the stuff that I've had to say right there at our website. Stephen Gaffney is at our website. He's all over the place there. He's president of Stephen Gaffney & Company. He's the developer of the Honest Communication Results System. How about that? And the author of Just Be Honest and a new book coming out in August. Stephen Gaffney, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back with you.
Stephen, your Honest Communication Results System. Tell us how that works.
Well, we deliver a seminar called The Fish Isn't Sick, The Water's Dirty, which is our seminar on how we teach.
Say that again. Say that again a little slower. I like that.
The fish isn't sick, the water's dirty. It's actually our communication seminar. And that comes from a story about a man who bought a fish. He took the fish home, and after a couple of weeks, it was barely swimming. When he took it back to the store owner, he said, "What's wrong with my fish?" And the gentleman said, "There's nothing wrong with your fish. The fish isn't sick, the water is dirty." And so the whole point being is for us to stop blaming ourselves and stop blaming other people. It's the water, the environment that we're swimming in. Mm-hmm. And the key is to separate the issue from the person and to be honest about the issue so we can get these issues resolved.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, but how does the water get dirty?
You know, often it's just like if you own a fish, it's normal to have issues. It's normal for the water to get dirty. It's normal for people to have issues. The key is to resolve the issues. You know, often, Jim, somebody will come in my course and say, "We have a lot of issues in our organization or in my life," they'll say. And I'll say, "That's normal." The key is to resolve those issues. The biggest thing people do is they let those issues hang and they just don't resolve them. And that comes back to even with our clients, you know, being able to share and say the difficult issues and get this resolved. Whether it's price or whether it's our service and just have frank conversations with each other so we can get these issues resolved.
Do we wait too long to deal with issues? Is that what you're saying? Things happen and we just sort of go off and pout about it or whatever, and we don't come right out and say, you know, "I don't understand," or "let's work this out right now," or whatever. Is that what happens? It just goes too long before we deal with it, and by the time we deal with it, it's already gotten out of hand?
Absolutely. It's remarkable how often people abide by that phrase, you know, "Time heals all wounds." Time doesn't heal any wounds. Just consider this. If time were really to heal wounds, many of us would not have issues with our parents, you know, because it's been years and years ago, or issues from our childhood. But that's the ultimate in distance. But we still have issues, and people still have issues. So, yes, you know what people tend to do, Jim, is they let those issues go, and they often think that those issues, well, they'll get better. And one of the mistakes that people make related to that is they think just because somebody doesn't bring it up means that they've forgotten it. And that's not the case at all. They just maybe have stopped bringing it up, or maybe they just don't know how to bring it up. So the key is to proactively resolve the stuff, because issues don't usually get better. They get worse.
Well, and you know, if you're talking about interpersonal between, say, family members or friends, the toll is in the relationship, but which is bad enough. But when you're talking about in a business, especially a small business, the toll is financial. It's also interpersonal. And it can be the difference between success and failure.
Absolutely. In fact, I can give you an example of that. I was brought in to deal with an organization, but this also applies, this issue would apply to small businesses as well, where they weren't being frank with the client. And the symptom of the problem was every time we talk to our client, they get upset. Well, what I found out was the organization wasn't being truthful of what they could or could not deliver, and often when they finally would get around to actually saying it, they would bury it in a report. And then the client would discover it. And after a while of doing this, the client became suspicious of virtually everything
right.
the organization was doing. Well, that's what happens when we deliver service. You know, often people say, how do I deliver good service? Well, that's one issue. But the other key is, how do you say no to your client? How do you say, you know what, I can't do that for you? That is really important, because if another organization or another small company comes along and they deliver, they say they can deliver it and they don't, the customer will ultimately come back to you. So either way, the most important thing is to have a frank conversation and be truthful with each other.
Well, and that's what happens. I agree with you about dealing with customers. Sometimes it's really hard, especially for small business owners, to say no to a customer. I mean, we've grown up with this belief that the customer is always right. And the thing is, though, is that just because the customer is always right, that doesn't mean that we're always wrong. And sometimes we just have to, as you say, we have to be honest, and we have to say, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I can't really do what you want. And if I did, it would cost me so much money. It wouldn't be good business for me.
Absolutely. And just actually saying this, you know, often people are really understanding if we're just upfront with people. And just think about this. What I often say is it's the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one way to look at this is, all right, I have to say something to my customer. If I was on the other side, what would I want them to say to me? Or what would I want this person to say to me? And almost always what comes back is I just want people to tell me the truth. So if we can't deliver it, say so. If we could, but it would cost a lot of money, it's not profitable, say so. It's remarkable how often when we're upfront with people, how they'll actually feel connected with us, and they actually, it's a great way to develop loyalty by saying to somebody what you can and cannot deliver and why that is the case. And another thing we can do is if we have to bring up something we can't do, we can also be ready and armed with a lot of ideas of what we could do. So you might have to say no, but if you have a bunch of ideas of what you could do instead, that often can replace what you have to say no to.
Right. Well, you know, Stephen, one of the things that that I think that we need some help with is all the people listening right now are with you. We're all saying, okay, Stephen, we get it. We're going to, from this moment forward, we're just going to be honest. We're going to come right out and tell people what we want. But it takes two to make that happen. And so the other folks who don't listen to you, who haven't heard you on my show, they might need a little help. When we come back, I'm going to ask Stephen if he can help us help them. And that's going to happen after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stephen Gaffney is our guest. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. There's Carlos Santana, a little Uyo Como Va for you. Stephen Gaffney is our guest. He's the author of Just Be Honest. Stephen, you got a new book coming out in a couple of months, haven't you?
Yes. Called Extinguishing Communication Fires.
I like that. It's going to be out in August, and you're going to launch it on this show, aren't you?
I'd love to.
All right, we'll do that. We'll make sure we do that. And give us your website, please.
Yes, it's www.honestcommunication.com. Honest Communication, which is all one word.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, actually, there's a way they can sign up for email tips that comes twice every month, and it's not sales-oriented. It's actually oriented towards helping people about handling difficult issues, and they can sign up for that. They can also get a lot of other information and old email tips as well.
All right, and so if someone thinks that maybe their organization isn't functioning properly because the water's dirty, they think maybe the fish are okay, but the water's a little bit dirty, they can contact you from the website and get you to come in and help them out, right?
Absolutely, with honestcommunication.com.
I sure hope you'll check that out, folks. If your water's dirty, Stephen's the guy. He can take care of you. Okay, Stephen, as I said as we went to the break, I get it. The audience gets it. You know, we believe what you're saying. We're ready to go. We're ready to sign up to your plan. But we've got these other folks who out there who we work with, people we work with on in the company, our customers, our vendors, our neighbors, et cetera, et cetera. I was trying to think of how could people who get it, who get this honest communication thing, how can we help those other people sort of, you know, do their part? And I was just thinking that as we're talking, if I'm asking for something of a vendor, for example, I'm the customer, and I'm asking for something, or I'm talking to an employee, and I've asked them for something, or I am in a sort of, if you pardon the term, just a superior position because of I'm a customer, I'm the boss, whatever. Don't we need to say, if we're concerned about the honesty, don't we need to say, now listen, you know, what do you think about that? Give me your real take on that. What do you think, Stephen?
There's a lot of things we can do. First of all, what I do internally within my organization, and I have a small business too, is that I run the organization. There's two rules that are non-negotiable. Whether I hire somebody or working with a vendor, no matter what is the case, these are my two non-negotiables. One is people be honest. Second, that they keep their word. And how I define honesty is that if somebody's upset with me or they have some issue, that they proactively bring this up, that I don't have to play detective. And I let people know that's an expectation. So, for example, if I'm hiring somebody who's a vendor or an employee, doesn't matter, I want them to be proactive in actually sharing whatever's going on in their mind, also ideas, and I let them know it's an expectation. And the second thing is that they keep their word, that they do what they say they're going to do. If they say they're going to show up or make a call at a certain time, that they absolutely do that. Those are the two non-negotiables. So one thing we can do, Jim, is letting people know up front what's very important to us. And the key here is to simplify it. To simplify it. A lot of organizations have a lot of rules and things and that are important to them, and it confuses people. You want to simplify it. And my two suggestions are, you say, honesty and keeping your word. And it's amazing how many other issues will get taken care of by that.
Well, with our employees, though, don't we need to have a little bit more instruction than that? Because I mean, those are really important things to say. But shouldn't we also maybe even do a little bit of role playing? And I don't mean role playing as in a fictitious event, but actually role playing with them in the moment, when things are happening. As I said a minute ago, you know, if you say, I need this by Friday, and they say, okay, boss, I got you. And then you say, well, now, wait a minute. Do you really think you can get it by Friday?
Well, absolutely. We can sometimes push back, but I'll give you the number one thing that is the most important in any relationship to create honesty. This is the most important, the fear factor, and making sure that fear factor is low. Often, Jim, somebody will say, well, I want somebody to be honest with me. And I'll say, well, what's happening in your office? Well, they say, well, sometimes people say stuff, but I don't really like what they say. Or I had a gentleman in my course say, well, I like honesty as long as somebody's respectful of the way they deliver it. Well, if you set a bunch of conditions, or if we react strongly, we will shut down communication. The most important thing is that we look at the fear, and that's related to how we react to people, especially when they say something that we may not like. How are we reacting? Because we need to nurture and have people around us feel safe that it's okay to say things that are really difficult to hear.
Do you ever find that the word honest and honesty gets in the way, and that maybe sometimes you have to say, just be clear?
Well, absolutely.
Because sometimes honesty, I wonder if that makes people think, well, I'm honest. What does he mean?
Well, and now that's also another good point, which is often people say that they're honest, but I get them to realize that everybody lies. I mean, some people say, Jim, I don't lie. I just tell white lies. Well, have you ever been on the receiving end of somebody who told you a white lie and because they didn't want to hurt your feelings? In retrospect, we probably would have liked them to be more upfront. Or how about this one? Jim, I don't lie. I just didn't say everything.
Right.
Well, if we're withholding, other people feel on the receiving end that we've been lied to. So here's the key. We may language it differently, but the key thing is, I can't stress this enough, is having people feel safe. Is there time I could share a little story with an employee to demonstrate this?
No, there actually isn't. We're coming up on the end of the break. But when you come back to launch your other book, you can remember to tell us that one.
I'd love to.
Give us your website one more time.
Sure. It's honestcommunication.com. All one word and singular. Honestcommunication.com.
By the way, Stephen, when you have a wife, as I know you do, sometimes white lies work. I'll see you later, Stephen. Quick,
all right, thank
see you,
Jim.
Good job. Quick break. Right back with Beverly in Medieval. Stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.